You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I saw this article and I knew. I had never heard of this term. However, do not be surprised when you start hearing this term be spoken of. Yeah, gentlemen, women are going to jump on this and try to use it as another way to try to bludgeon the remaining men who still want to deal with them into submission. Now, gentlemen, we all know there are two types of gaps that women love to try to throw in men's face as a way to try to shame or guilt us into submission. Number one, the ever so dreaded pay gap, which has been thoroughly debunked on so many levels, but yet they refuse to let it go. The second gap, age gap dating. Now we know all of the old, undesirable women that have aged out are still complaining that men should not date younger women, even though we all know that when those particular women were younger, they had no problems dating older men. Why? Because they got the benefit. Now that they've aged out and they're no longer getting that benefit, oh, it's unfair. However, gentlemen, if she's above 21, she is fair game. No matter how old you are, do not fall for it, gentlemen. Do not fall for the shaming and guilting. Do you, if you're still going to engage with today's modern woman. Now, here is the new term that I guarantee you, once it starts picking up, you're never going to hear the end of it. Now, this article was published on the 31st of January. The dating wealth gap is getting wider. Yes, gentlemen, you heard me correctly. Now, the new gap is the dating wealth gap. Boy, what will they think of next? However, I gotta give it to them because this is definitely an original female thought. Now, this is a lengthy article, so I'm gonna chop it down for time. Quote unquote, "I don't expect someone to earn as much as I do. It's something I'm hearing more and more lately from my female client." Now, of course, the woman who wrote this article is Myesha Battle, and I looked her up. Yeah, right. No. Typical, liberal, more than likely, feminist. And she's a person of color. So, yeah, all the pronouns and everything. Just what you would expect. They are women from a wide range of racial, ethnic, and cultural backgrounds who are attorneys, physicians, economists, software engineers, and business owners. They understand that the dating pool they have access to may consist of more men who earn less than them. Gentlemen, you already know. You can already come to terms. You've already figured it out by now in that one paragraph. It's all about men, give me more money. Men, take care of me. No, no, ladies, no. I recently watched Average Man Unplugged video where he responded to a Kendra G crash out. When one woman was talking about, I want a quote unquote provider man. Yeah, gentlemen, we all know. And it's mostly black women who talk like that, who use that term provider man. And Kendra G just outright said the truth. Not every woman is going to get a provider man. Now, my question would automatically be, what makes you believe you qualify for such a man? And that is a question that I do tend to ask a lot of women when they talk about relationships to me. What makes you qualify for the man that you want? See, that man that you believe that you qualify for also has to like you back. Yeah, gentlemen, we're supposed to be automatons that spew out cash and want nothing in return. No, ladies, no. Those days are over. These clients usually have no issue being the breadwinner in a relationship. But having a relationship in which they are the financial provider flies in the face of a long history of gendered expectations when it comes to dating and finances. Now, notice the relationship term. Marriage is not being mentioned. But we all know why marriage is not being mentioned. Because women know if they're the breadwinner, they're going to get bent over that barrel. So they want to keep this in the dating realm to where they don't have to give up anything, but they can still say, well, you're the man, you're supposed to be the provider. Despite my position, you're supposed to shell out more money. Dating in America right now includes navigating these realities. A challenging economy on the one hand, and outdated gender norms, particularly when it comes to who makes more money in relationships on the other. We are at a crossroads where women can out-earn their potential male partners, but men are oftentimes still expected to hold more financial power throughout their courtship, if not throughout the whole relationship. Gentlemen, that is nothing more than word salad for the term hypergamy. Coupled with a rising interest in traditional gender norms among young daters, the dating wealth gap has felt wider and ever present. This then begs the ultimate question, will dating ever be economically fair? Here's the answer to that question. No, it won't. Why? Because today's modern woman is an insatiable money pit. Yeah, they want things that give them a leg up over other women. Gentlemen, you're just there to be a quote unquote shiny little trinket that spits out money for her to brag to her other girlfriends and say, ooh, look what I got. My man can do this. My man can do that. Blah, blah, blah. But more and more men are taking themselves out of the dating market. The problem is that our ideals about financial responsibility and dating need to be updated to account for our current economic demands. We can't keep using the same criteria for partnerships that generations before did, when the economic needs of a family could be met by only one income. We need new standards. Basically, men, you need to work yourself into an early grave to satisfy the insatisfiable. And we need new rules, ones that recognize the growing earning power of women and reflect the economic hardships so many daters face. Once again, gentlemen, it's all on you to make sure that you put yourself into a position to where you can come in and provide for a woman no matter what her position is. Now, there is an old term called he who has the gold makes the rules. Yeah, gentlemen, if a woman is saying she wants you to come in and be the 100% provider, then you let her know that if I'm going to be a 100% provider, then guess what? That comes with particular perks, i.e., you shut the fuck up. You do what I say when I say it. No back talk, no slick mouth. And if I so choose, I will have another woman. You got to lay those ground rules, gentlemen. If they want you to be this quote unquote top man, then guess what? You should say, I'm going to have top 100% provider privileges. Don't like it? There's the door. Now I'm going to skip down a little bit. So where does that leave men who historically have been the ones expected to provide for their partner and future family? Some are comfortable with the idea that they may share financial responsibilities equally with their partners, and others have found themselves taking on the role of stay-at-home dad or simply be okay with earning less. But a growing number of young men who lean more conservative are looking at other countries to play out the cultural role of breadwinner. There is a growing interest in quote-unquote passport bro content, especially from lower earning men of color in the U.S. Yeah, she had to take a swipe at black men. The idea is that men from Western countries can travel and date in other countries where the dollar goes farther and the citizenship status may be seen as an asset to potential partners. You see, why is she talking about this? I know why. Because women can't do this. Yeah, there have been many quote unquote attempts at women becoming passport sisters, and it did not work out for them. It didn't end well for a few of them. Another objective is to date women with more traditional ideas about gender roles and money. This desire to find partnership elsewhere is a product of the belief that men cannot fully express their masculinity in relationships with women who earn more money than they do or who aspire to anything beyond the home and motherhood. It's unclear how many men are actually engaging in passport bro behavior, but the popularity of the content on TikTok and YouTube speaks to an openness to travel abroad and meeting a partner instead of evaluating why being the higher earner in the relationship is so important. Ah, yes, back to what I said previously. Gentlemen, you're not supposed to go away from America. You're supposed to stay here and work harder. We all have heard the term hoflation. Men of today are supposed to work 10 times harder than their grandfathers to try to please women of today who are 10 times worse than their grandmothers. And more men have said, yeah, right, no. No. Let me go ahead and skip now. Dating has always involved financial choices. And today's daters are faced with making these choices under increased, polarizing, uncertain economic conditions. Gender roles have changed so much, but the fundamental way in which we think about what makes a good long-term partner along gender lines hasn't kept pace. It's no wonder why daters are considering unconventional solutions to the modern economic and loneliness crises. Unfortunately, we can't talk about dating and love without talking about money, class, and status. It's a tale as old as time. What we can do is consider why inequality along gender lines, where it is exclusively men who must be in charge financially, is so important. Because to truly have equal partnerships, we have to reconsider our relationships to money and power and how both can be shared. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, as I said before, this is nothing more than a rehashing of the same damn trope. Men, you provide for us, and maybe, just maybe, we'll give you the quote-unquote honor of letting you be in a relationship with us. However, more and more men are once again saying, yeah, right, no, no. I have to work myself into an early grave. Then I have to try to chase you. Then try to convince you to like me just so I can spend money on you. Yeah, right. No, no. This is why you're slowly starting to see more men openly say, you know what? I'll just pay for the box straight up. That's all I want anyway. So why go through all the rigmarole of wasting your time and my time when I can just say, hey, what's your flat rate? As Coach Greg Adams would say, no woman is out of your league, only out of your price range. And yeah, gentlemen, yeah, this article, I found it hilarious. But like I said, don't be surprised when you start hearing more women use this term. But all in all, ladies, this is the environment that you brought about. Unchecked hypergamy. The fact that the economy relies on your consumerism. That's all it is. When women started to become the major consumers, that's when shit went downhill. Hey, all you got to do, look back in history. Mm-hmm. But, hey, what more can I say, gentlemen? We all see what's happening. We all see what they're trying to do. And yeah, it's all about fleecing your pockets, gentlemen. Make more money. That way, women can try to find a way to get you to part with it. But no. It's not happening, ladies. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you better understand something, and you better understand something crystally damn clear. The financial power you thought you were going to get through feminism, through DEI, through quotas and all that stuff, that has gone out. Because the one thing that this article did not talk about, female debt. Oh, yeah. See, that was purposefully left out of this article. But we know women hold the overwhelming majority of debt, particularly student loan debt. And yeah, feminism and the idea that a man's going to come in and take care of you under some old contract of being a provider, nah, that's gone out right along with it. Because far too many women for far too long have said, ooh, I'm an independent woman. So guess what? Take your independent ass out there and suffer. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.